Hey, how's it going, everybody? And welcome back to the second episode of our podcast. What we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the political system, and we're going to break it down very simply so that everybody can have a very good understanding of how politics really works in America. So what we're going to do is we're going to call this episode Politics 101. To start off with, we're going to discuss the two different parties. You've got the Democratic Party, and you've got the Republican Party. And the difference between the two is that they have different beliefs, plain and simple. You know, one party thinks one way, the other party thinks the other. So, very simply, they just have different beliefs. And they have these different beliefs that all fall in line with their core beliefs. So, for example, Republicans are considered to be more conservative. And so what that really means is that they don't really like to change things. They like how things are and how things were, and they try to keep things as close to that as they can. Whereas the Democrats are considered liberals. They are considered to be all about changing things and having things be different. And so when you put those two together, you know, that's where you get the two different parties. Now, why is that important? Well, it is important because if you have only one party, then you're not going to get anything done. Nothing's going to be changed. Everything's going to be exactly the same, and it will forever and always be the same. So to change that, we have a second party. By having that second party, it allows the opportunity for things to change and progress and get better. And it also gives the two parties the opportunity to debate and come together to an overall agreement that is better for America. So, why do we not have three or four or five parties? Well, to simply answer that, we do. We have what's called a third party. And now what a third party is it is a party that doesn't align itself as a Democrat or a Republican. And third parties are never really talked about because we've never had a third party president. We've never really had many third party senators and representatives in the House of Representatives. So as a whole, the third party system kind of gets tossed under the rug. And that is kind of bad because you have everything that is just stuck between the Democrats and the Republicans, and you don't have a third opinion like brought into the mix. And that could completely alter how things really go within America. But anyway, enough about that. Why is this all important? Well, you have the president, right? Right now in 2019, you have Donald Trump. He is a Republican. The House of Representatives is controlled by a Democratic majority. And then you have the Senate, which is controlled by a Republican majority. Now, why does this matter? Well, the House of Representatives and the Senate is where all the bills become laws. So let's say that they need funding for something, all right? Funding seems to be a really big issue that is very much widespread, and people have a lot of view of, right? So in order for the government to pass a spending budget, the bill needs to go through the House and the Senate. And once it goes through the House and the Senate, it then goes to the president. And once it gets to the president, that is basically the government saying, this bill or this budget for this intents and purposes has been agreed upon by the House and the Senate. And it is at your discretion if you want to agree to have that budget or if you disagree on that budget. So what happens is that if the president decides to veto that particular bill or budget, you know, then he is basically saying, no, I don't agree with this and I don't want it. And what happens from there is that that bill goes back down to the House and the Senate, and it needs a 3/4 vote, meaning 3/4 of the members of Congress need to vote on and agree on that bill. And if they do that, then that bill becomes law regardless of what the president says. The president, on the other hand, doesn't have the power to make laws. The only thing that the president can do is sign executive orders. Once the president signs an executive order, it becomes a law until it is brought in front of the justice system. Once it is brought in front of the justice system, if they don't agree with it or they think that it is immoral or anything like that, then they say that it does not need to be followed. And even with an executive order, it's not really a law until it goes through the Senate and the House of Representatives to be voted on to then become a law. So when you have presidents like Donald Trump or, you know, Al Gore or George Bush or even Obama, right? You have all these presidents. When they're running, they make all these promises that they can do this or they can do that or that this is what they're going to do while in office. And it's very nice and it's great for them to have those promises. But it's very hard for them to keep those promises unless they have the support of both the House of Representatives and the Senate. And the reason for that is because where we are right now, President Trump wants to build a wall. The Senate is agreeing and they're passing the bills needed to make that wall possible. But in that House of Representatives, where there's a Democratic majority, which is a different party than that of the President and the Senate, it is getting shut down. And the reason for that is because, in reverse, the House of Representatives want to have certain bills passed, but the Senate and the President are not allowing those bills to be passed. So as a whole, the government is working against itself and preventing things that could be beneficial to our country get passed. And that's why it's important that people don't really focus upon the promises that people make when they're running for president. And that's simply because they can't really be kept. They can be kept if they have the support of the House and the Senate. But unless they have that support, it cannot be kept. And so everyone puts all this emphasis on how much power the president has, when in reality, he doesn't really have as much as you may think. He is very limited to what he can and cannot do. And that goes for any president, whether they have the support of the House and the Senate or not. Granted, it is easier for them to get things done if they have that support than not. Well, we're going to take a little break right now, and we're going to be right back into this in just a few minutes. All right? See you then. Now that we're back, we're going to touch really quickly on the economy. And now, the economy, that kind of ties hand in hand with the basic general politics. And the reason for that is because without any sort of money, you don't have politics at all. So, very quickly, in our economy, we need to have debt. Without debt, we don't have money. And anyone who tells you otherwise, they don't understand the system. The way that the system is set up is that you have the government that says, this is how much money we're going to spend. And then that amount of money needs to be generated. And they can't just generate money. So what they do instead is they create bonds. And a bond is basically an investment by other people where they buy the bond and that feeds money into the economy. In the exchange, they are promised that in X amount of years, they'll be able to sell that bond back for a larger amount. So basically, you have people and countries and companies and all these other things that are buying bonds in America that are going and contributing to pretty much everything within America. And that is where the debt is created, because we then owe those individuals money. And the only way that we can get more money is by increasing more debt, so that we can get more money to pay back the debt that we already owe. And there is a lot more that we can go into with that, but that is the very simplistic breakdown of the economy. And that's what I'm really here for. I'm here about simply breaking down things. I want to make sure that everyone who listens has the understanding that they deserve, because so many people are left in the dark. Everyone is told that, oh, the national debt is bad, or, you know, President Trump is bad because he is trying to do this and all these other things. But they aren't really told the truth. And the truth is that we need the national debt in order to make money. And we need to have, we need to have people understand that the true power within America lies within the House and the Senate. And once people start to realize that, the president won't have so much of the weight that they literally cannot hold. I mean, I understand that the president has power, but not as much power as people think. And yeah, I think that that is a good place for us to end this episode. I'm going to try to roll out a new episode at least weekly, if not more often than that. So keep up posted on my Twitter and everything like that. I will push out whenever I upload a new episode. And for those of you that stuck around and listened, I greatly appreciate that. If you have any questions or comments or anything like that that you would like to ask me, or even a topic that you would like me to cover, you can simply message me on here, or you can message me on Twitter, and that is at BarnAmerica. Other than that, I hope that you guys have a good rest of your day, and I will be here when I roll out my next episode. Thanks for listening.